First and foremost, I want to say thanks for doing the interview. And thanks for still kicking ass and taking names out there.
My book's almost full. It's awesome. Listen, I'm really grateful. It's a very humbling experience to start over from scratch, especially when it's like your own idea, you know? And it's awesome, man. I'm just happy to be here at the Mayhem Festival. It's exciting to be a brand new band,
sure.
You know, because you have no expectations. Everything feels like a win.
I got to tell you, the crowds that you guys are pulling out here, especially so early in the day, boiling balls out here, you guys are pulling big numbers.
Boiling balls. You know, it's been really impressive. The tour is great. I think the metal scene has really evolved into something with a huge sense of unity and togetherness. And, like, fucking people are so into it. I got to tell you, today is like the 26th show of this tour. I haven't seen one fight. I've seen a lot of tattooed metal people, even wasted, hammered, drunk, and I've just been seeing positive vibes and positive energy, and it's fucking awesome, man. I'm just happy to be here.
Well, you've been around for a long time. Talk about the family unit that metal is. I mean, you've been around since, man, early 80s, late 80s, starting Biohazard at 17.
Don't rush me. It's the late 80s. I started Biohazard, kind of incarnated like bands I was trying to put together in high school, and became Biohazard, you know, 20 years and 5 million albums. And I felt like Biohazard was part in the metal scene and part in the hardcore scene. And I felt like there was always a lot of, when you're part of like a scene that has like an attitude and expectations, it can make it difficult to focus on the music.
Sure.
And what I wanted for Attica 7 was to really be about the music and about the brotherhood in the band. We don't really fit into any particular scene. We play old school biker metal. We're like this, we have our own thing. So we're not part of this scene. We're not new metal, we're not metalcore, we're not deathcore, we're not hardcore, we're hardcore people.
You're just metal, baby.
We're just metal, we're old school metal, and you know, if you like our music, come with us. You know what I mean? It's open to everybody, you know? We're just trying to like to write music that's comes from a really dark place that can inspire people. I mean, the music comes from a really dark place. I mean, the songs are all written from Rusty's life experience in prison, and my life experience going through addiction, and my struggles in life. And, you know, from the bottom is only up.
You've come full circle. It's amazing what you've done. How have you become so diverse? I mean, you've done, obviously, you're one of my favorite characters in the show, Oz.
I actually have an online TV show coming out called Badass TV. It's launching in October, part of a company called Bite Size Network, which is serves 10 million views minimum to every video they put out. And I'm producing a TV show, and I'm also the on-camera guy like you with the mic.
Sure.
Called Badass TV. We actually just filmed the entire Mayhem Festival. It's called the Badass Backstage Pass. We film everything from heavy metal, tattoo culture, muscle cars, hot rods, Harleys, metal militia jumping. You know, I'm just an entrepreneurial spirit. I'm a creative person. I just like to do different things, and I like to challenge myself. It was part of the reason I started Attica. I wanted to kind of challenge myself as a singer. You know, I wanted to do something that was going to take me to the next level as an artist. And I feel really happy with how it started out so far, you know?
Sure.
But I mean, acting, music, I think if you're a creative person, you just push and you do what you know, never take no for an answer, just keep trying.
Well, how is the adjustment from being the bass player and the vocalist to just being the vocalist these days? How has that benefited you?
Oh, man, wow. Well, I think it's really helping. I think to be able to be a lead singer and a frontman without having what I call my anchor, the bass, which kept me like nailed to one. I mean, I jumped around. I used to do jumps and kicks and flying around with the bass, but I felt like it limited my ability to sing, to focus on harmonies and counter melodies and making something more intricate, I guess. I think that's why Biohazard was so rhythmic, because the singing went very often along with the grooves, you know?
Sure.
And I felt like I'd done that already. I didn't want to cheat the fans by starting a new band that sounded like my old band, you know? I wanted to do something that was like fresh and classic.
The sound is definitely more melodic. You know, and fans are getting anthem.
Yeah. And I think also not having the bass lets me grab the mic and go out to the crowd and be like, you in the front, let's go. You know, I feel like it is freeing, you know, it feels very natural to me. At first, it was a little bit awkward. At first, I didn't know what to do. I felt like Will Ferrell in Talladega Nights when he's doing his interviews going, I don't know what to do with my hands.
Well, I would totally be remiss if I don't ask you about this one specific thing. Democracy. What do you think? How was it? Was it a good time doing it?
Oh, it was fucking awesome. Democracy, I mean, VH1 Supergroup was one of the best experiences in my life. Although it was a TV show that was on TV for a long time, we were only in a house for 2 weeks.
For like 12 days or something like that.
13 days
crazy.
In a house. But they had like something like 100 cameras, and everywhere we went, like, there's cameras in the bathroom, you know? So they got a lot of content. The thing I didn't like about the show was that what you didn't see was that we played music as a band for 8 to 10 hours a day for 10 days. And an hour show, they would show a minute of music.
Right.
And they would show 30 minutes of Sebastian whining about his Starbucks order was wrong. And you know what? I became very close with most of the guys on the show through that. Actually, Jason Bonham and I really became really tight. Uncle Ted calls me every time he comes to LA. I go to visit Uncle Ted. Just ran into Sebastian the day before I left for tour. I was coming out of a yoga studio, and he was going in pretty good.
A lot of people give Sebastian a hard time, say that, you know, he's a dick. Is he a good guy?
Sebastian's not a dick.
Sebastian,
if you're watching this, I love you like a brother. Sebastian is so talented and so passionate, and Sebastian is very emotional. He's a bit of a baby sometimes, and he knows it. And he sometimes gets in his own way. And I love Sebastian. I work with him again in a second. You know, he's so talented. One of the best rock singers I've ever had the pleasure to stand near, you know.
Scott Ian, Ted Nugent, have you played in between two butter guitar players in your life?
Truth be told, I love Ted. You know, Scott's a great player too. But I like playing between Rusty Coons and Ira Black.
Sure.
From Attica 7, because we play the dark metal. They play the way I sing. Ted's great. I'm a fan of Ted Nugent. You know, I was a huge Anthrax fan as a kid. Like, the first Fistful of Metal and Spreading the Disease were implemental in me becoming a metal fan and a metal musician. But none of those guys play the way I sing. Rusty writes music the way I sing. And Ira is such an accomplished metal guitar player. And the two of them are so different that I feel at home right in the middle. I'm the meat in that metal sandwich.
So you've been in Oz, you know, Rusty's doing the Sons of Anarchy. You thinking you're gonna be doing some walk-on on Sons? Or
my phone is on. That was Rusty's call. Maybe that was my big call.
What's next for Attica 7 after this tour?
Attica 7 is, after this tour, we're going home for a month. We've got about a third of the new album written, and we're trying to get the album out by April or May. The next album. We're just writing all the time. So we're going home for a month to record like 4 more songs, make a music video, and then we start on a radio tour with Avenged Sevenfold and Volbeat, and we're doing a bunch of shows with Device.
Oh, that's great.
And it's exciting, man, because Attica's getting invited to play with all these fucking awesome bands that are like part of like this kind of new regime of metal, you know, and it's really awesome and humbling, and I just feel grateful. Every day I get to get up and sing in front of anybody.
It's like, you know, a restart for you almost, and you're getting used to it.
You ever have? A full life reset. And I feel young and I feel energized. And man, I mean, today we had, you know, about 6,000 people going with us. And it's a huge testament to our connection with the audience, because most people, our album really didn't come out properly. Most people don't really know our music yet.
Sure.
So to be able to connect with that just off the sound and the energy of the band, I feel confident that once people get to know our music, Attica as a band is going to be here to stay.
Well, you're an experienced guy in the metal industry and in the sex industry. What's better, music or sex?
Well, you know what, man? Can't compare any of it. I mean, music is spirituality. You know, music is my higher level of consciousness that saved my life. I mean, sex is the gravy, you know what I mean? I never really cared about the porn business. You know, I got involved in the porn business to make a few bucks and have a few laughs. Because I'm an entrepreneurial spirit, but you know, music, it runs through my blood, so I couldn't compare the two. To me, metal will always be first.
Now, with Rusty's past and, you know, sort of the biker mentality, does that bring any heat on you guys at all? Or have you guys experienced any heat?
Well, all I can say is when we show up to play, there always seems to be a lot of extra security. There's a whole bunch of cops and tactical gear. There's all kinds of biker dudes throwing mad dog looks around and whatever. You know, we are who we are. We're not here to start trouble with anybody. We're just guys who came to play music and kind of bring people together. So I'm hoping this doesn't become like how Biohazard was and become a forum for everybody else's violence. Because So far, I haven't had to stop an Attica show to break up a fight, and I hope I never do.
It's all about the metal family.
It's all about the brotherhood of metal and bringing people together.
I want to say thanks a lot to Evan Seinfeld for doing this interview.
Thank you very much.